Hi, it's me, Nina, from Sesame Street. And you're listening to Good Night World, a sleepcast where your friends at Sesame Street and Headspace Studios help you get ready for bed.
Good night, world.
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 Tonight's episode is
Elmo's Underwater Adventure.
Hi, everyone. It's me, Nina. I'm here with my good friend Elmo, and we're sitting on the stairs outside of Elmo's apartment on Sesame Street. We're so glad you could be here with us.
Oh, don't forget Dorothy. Dorothy is with Elmo and Nina, too.
That's right. Elmo's pet goldfish, Dorothy, is with us, too. We just got some more fish food for Dorothy at Hooper's store.
Feeding Dorothy is one way that Elmo shows he cares about her. Elmo loves Dorothy. What's that, Dorothy? Dorothy says she loves Elmo and Nina.
We love you too, Dorothy.
Guess what, Nina? Elmo went swimming today with Mommy and Daddy at the community pool.
Whoa, did you have fun?
Yeah, Elmo felt just like a fish.
Swimming is great exercise for our bodies. It keeps us healthy, and it feels so good to move in the water.
It sure does. Elmo wanted to stay at the pool all day and keep swimming, but Elmo's arms and legs got tired.
Sounds like your body could use some rest. Maybe a nap is a good idea.
Even though Elmo's body is tired, Elmo wants to go back to the pool. Elmo wants to bring Dorothy this time.
That certainly would be fun. But it's a little too late to go back to the pool. And it's best for Dorothy to stay in her fish tank.
Yeah, Elmo guesses Nina's right.
You know, Elmo, you can swim with Dorothy using your imagination.
Yeah, Elmo can use his imagination. Elmo can imagine Elmo is smaller and swimming with Dorothy. Elmo can wear a scuba suit and see all the fun things in the fish tank.
What things should we imagine we'll see in Dorothy's fish tank?
Elmo thinks it would be fun to imagine seashells, rock caves, a toy pirate ship, and a shiny toy castle, and lots of bubbles, of course.
Those are great things to imagine.
Elmo can't wait!
Okay, first, let's take a slow belly breath and thank the different parts of our bodies for such a great day of swimming and moving around. That way, we can relax our bodies for nap time and be ready to imagine a quiet swim with Dorothy.
Okay, Nina.
Okay. Slowly breathe in through our noses and slowly breathe out through our mouths. Good. Now, let's start by saying thank you to our heads. Softly nod your head and say, thank you, head.
Thank you, head.
Now let's say thank you to our noses. Wiggle your nose and say, thank you, nose.
Thank you, nose.
Now let's say thank you to our shoulders. Gently roll your shoulders in a circle. Thank you, shoulders.
Thank you, shoulders.
Now let's say thank you to our arms. Give your arms a little shake and say, thank you, arms.
Thank you, arms.
Now let's say thank you to our hands and fingers. Wiggle your fingers and say, thank you, fingers.
Thank you, fingers.
Now let's say thank you to our tummy. Take a slow breath in and a slow breath out. So you feel your tummy moving in and out. Thank you, tummy.
Thank you, tummy.
Now let's say thank you to our legs for helping us swim. Wiggle each leg and say, thank you, legs.
Thank you, legs.
Now let's say thank you to our feet. Wiggle your toes, then let them be still. Thank you, feet.
Thank you, feet.
Muy bien. Sounds like we're ready for our imaginary underwater adventure in Dorothy's fish tank.
Yeah. Did you hear that, Dorothy? Dorothy says she's excited to show Elmo around.
Let's imagine we're swimming with Elmo and his pet goldfish Dorothy in Dorothy's fish tank. Elmo is now the same size as Dorothy. Dorothy's orange tail moves back and forth in the water. Swish, swish, swish. She swims circles around Elmo excitedly. Elmo is wearing an orange scuba suit with long flippers on his feet to help him swim. With his scuba suit on, he looks just like a goldfish and can swim as fast as Dorothy. He flips his flippers through the water. Dorothy swims to the top of the tank, to the water's surface, and makes a little splash with her tail. Then she swims towards the bottom of the tank. Elmo looks down and sees bright coral and sparkly shells peeking out of colorful pebbles. Elmo swims after her happily. Elmo and Dorothy swim all the way to the bottom of the tank, where lots of shells shimmer. There are shells in many colors, including light pink shells, purple shells, and green shells. Water swishes over them. Suddenly, Elmo sees one shell that's bigger than all of the others. He swims over. Turns out, this isn't a regular shell. This is a clam. When he touches it, to his surprise, it opens.
Wow!
There's a bright white pearl inside. The pearl sparkles in the water and sends light glistening over the pebbles. Next to the clam, five small fish with shiny blue and red scales swim past Elmo. Elmo counts them. One, two, three, four, five. On the bottom of the tank, a snail peeks out from the colorful pebbles. The snail looks out at Elmo curiously from behind its swirly shell. It has two antennae on its head. Elmo waves and keeps swimming. Elmo follows Dorothy as she swims towards a big gray rock cave. The rock cave has a tunnel through it. Together, they swish, swish through the tunnel and out the other side into the bright blue water. There, Elmo sees a silly green monster waving to him in the tank.
Hi.
Elmo is curious and swims closer. As he reaches out to touch it, Dorothy pops out from behind the silly green monster and wiggles her tail in amusement.
Dorothy.
For this silly green monster is no monster at all. It's just an underwater plant. Dorothy keeps swimming while the green plant dances in the tank. Her tail makes ripples in the water as Elmo swims after her.
Dorothy, wait for Elmo.
The tank has a little faucet where water drips into the top of the tank, and Elmo can hear the sound underwater. It's very soothing. Splish, splish, splash. Bubbles rise from the bottom of the tank and float slowly, one by one, to the surface. Elmo pops them with his finger as he floats. Pop, pop, pop. Dorothy swims towards another part of the tank, and Elmo takes off, swimming after her, swishing his flippers up and down. Soon, they come to a sunken ship sticking up out of the colorful pebbles. When they swim inside, Elmo sees that it's full of sparkly gold treasure.
Oh, treasure!
There are gold coins everywhere. Elmo reaches out to hold a round gold coin in his hand. Then he sees Dorothy swim back towards the pirate ship's entrance. There is more to see, and Elmo lets the treasure sink back into the pebbles. Dorothy swims circles outside the sunken ship, excited to show Elmo one last thing. Elmo swims after her until they reach a big yellow castle. It is tall and rises right up out of the water. Down below, Dorothy swims through a window into the castle, and Elmo follows her. Together, they take turns peeking out of the castle windows. Inside the castle, lots of mini silver fish flash past Dorothy and Elmo. They are friendly fish, and they swim gently through the watery rooms. Elmo has had so much fun with Dorothy. Now he's feeling a little sleepy. Elmo finds a soft place in the castle to rest from swimming. Elmo closes his eyes, and when he opens them, he is back in his room. He's wearing cozy, warm pajamas. He looks around and sees Dorothy's fish tank next to his bed on the nightstand. Dorothy is swimming around happily in her tank. Elmo climbs into bed, and his eyes slowly start to shut as he listens to the soothing sound of water dripping into the top of Dorothy's fish tank. Splish, splish, splash.
Thank you.